With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA cut domestic corn ending stocks more sharply than pre-report estimates, boosted corn exports by 100 million bushels. In the USDA's latest WASDE and crop production reports released on Thursday, ending stocks for corn on the 2024-25 crop were lowered to 1.46 billion bushels, with 100 million more bushels of export demand. Corn production for the 24-25 crop was held at 14.87 billion bushels. The USDA held the national yield at 179 bushels per acre. Harvested acres were at 82.9 million. In soybeans, the USDA lowered ending stocks for the old crop of 24-25 by 5 million bushels to 375 million bushels, within the range of pre-report expectations. The USDA estimates increased U.S. wheat ending stocks for 24-25 season at 846 million bushels from the 819 million bushels in March. There's no question that farmers always have a lot to do. With everything stacked up on the to-do list, it can be easy to forget to sign up for the USDA's Farm Safety Net programs. However, the deadline is rapidly approaching. The Farm Service Agency's Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs are two key safety net programs created to protect farmers from significant crop losses due to fluctuations in crop prices or revenue. Time is growing short, so the agency says don't delay. Farmers must make elections and enroll by April 15th. The quickest way to do that is to reach out to your local FSA office. Make the most of the office visit. You can sign up for key FSA programs, including the new Emergency Commodity Assistance Program. Check on loan activity and learn more about disaster assistance programs. To apply or learn about eligible acres, producers can visit the website at fsa.gov. U.S. ethanol exports have crossed the 1 billion gallon threshold halfway through the marketing year of 2024-2025. That, according to new information from the USDA. That's a 27% increase from the same period in marketing year 23 and 24. The sharp rise in ethanol sales contributed to an 11% increase in U.S. grains and all forms exports compared to last year's data. Passing 1 billion gallons in ethanol exports just 6 months into the marketing year is a testament to the quality and versatility of U.S. ethanol, said Alicia Koch, U.S. Grains Council Director of Global Ethanol Export Development. Canada is maintaining its place as the top importer of U.S. ethanol, purchasing 19 million more gallons than at this point in the previous marketing year. And the European Union showing strong appetite for U.S. ethanol by importing 78 million additional gallons. Senate Agriculture Committee members have written Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, urging her department to broaden its strategy for managing avian flu to include measures for turkeys and dairy herds. Since the beginning of the outbreak, the virus has impacted more than 160 million birds, including more than 18.6 million turkeys and nearly 1,000 dairy herds across the country, the letter stated. We appreciated your commitment to make addressing avian flu a top priority during your confirmation process and believe this strategic plan is an important first step in this effort. We request an update on the department's plan for ensuring turkey producers, dairy, and other impacted livestock and wildlife species are covered under the plan. In addition, we request the department develop a strategy and timeline for working with foreign trading partners to ensure potential vaccination of avian flu in poultry and cattle does not disrupt trade. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.